Please join me in prayer. We come before you today, Lord, listening. Help us to hear your truths and your will and ways for our lives. And help us to be doers. In your name we pray. Amen. First of all, grace and peace from Colleen and Harker Heights. What a great thing it is to be out here with y'all, and what a beautiful place you have here, and what a great community. So thank you for allowing me to have the privilege of coming out and serving. It's been a blessing just in the short whirlwind time we've been here. Today we're going to be talking about hearing and doing. Hearing and doing. Our passage for today on this Transfiguration Sunday, which is an interesting passage, hearing how the disciples went up on the mountain and saw Jesus transfigured in front of them. But we hear these words from God himself. He says to those disciples, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Listen to him. So I started asking myself questions. How do we listen to God? How do we listen to his Son? How do we hear what Jesus would be speaking into our lives each and every day? I'd like to first off say that it's not some mystical thing that we're talking about here, that you hear voices in the middle of the night. Now, God may speak to us, right? Because God can speak to us any way he would choose to speak to us. But that's not what I'm talking about today, because what we understand is that how God speaks to us in the great way that he does is clearly and strongly and sometimes very challengingly through his Gospels in Scripture. That's how he speaks to us. So we know who he is. So we know his wills and his ways in our lives. It's through God's word that we understand who he is. And it's interesting to me that Jesus himself was called the Word. You see, God has chosen to send his only Son into this world to be the Word, to be the one that speaks to us through the Scriptures that he's given us, these written Scriptures. Hebrews 1:1-2 says this, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world." You see, God has chosen to speak to you and I through Jesus, his Son, and through his written words about Jesus. And we see this through these printed Scriptures, don't we? God has given these inerrant words so that we can grow and we can learn more about his love and his grace and his mercy and, yes, his purposes for us in our lives. And when we read about Jesus, we hear about who he is, who God is. We hear what he said. We watch what he did with the people around him. And sometimes it makes us wrestle, doesn't it? We wrestle with some of the stuff that we see. We wrestle with some of the things that were said, and we try to understand, and we try to go deeper to understand what it really means for us in our lives. And in the midst of this, we also learn about who we are, right? We learn about who we are in the kingdom, about our lives as Jesus followers. We learn about his heart and his ways. We learn about the Spirit's work in us. And as the Holy Spirit works in us, we become more and more understanding of what God's word is saying. He opens our eyes to the truths that are given to us in Scripture. And we get to understand truly what it means to be his daughters and his sons. But the challenge is we just need to listen, don't we? So being in God's Word is critical. We can't hear what God has for us in store unless we're studying the Scripture, unless we're in His Word, because that's His primary way of speaking to us. But it's not only just being in God's Word. It's thinking about it. It's, to use an agricultural term, ruminate on it. Right? Is that the right word? Chewing on the cud, right? That's part of getting into God's Word and understanding what He is all about, is to study it and think about it. Discuss it with other sisters and brothers. And let it stretch you to be the person that God is calling you to be. So how easy is it to listen? At times it's very difficult, isn't it? There's a story that was told about Franklin Roosevelt, who, my understanding is, he often endured these long receiving lines there in the White House. And he really started complaining that nobody ever really paid any attention to what he was saying. And it frustrated him. So one day during a reception, the way the story is told is he decided to try an experiment. And so to each person who passed by him that he shook hands with, he muttered and murmured to them. He goes, "I murdered my grandmother today. I murdered my grandmother today." And you know what the guest responded with? "Marvelous. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you." "God bless you, sir." It was not until the end of the line that the ambassador from Bolivia heard what he said. And nonplussed, the ambassador supposedly kind of leaned over to President Roosevelt and said and whispered to him, "I'm sure she had it coming." I started thinking, and I actually kind of believe God gets kind of frustrated with us because we don't pay attention a lot of times to what He's saying. We don't hear what He's speaking into our lives through the words in Scripture. And we don't get into the word very often and very seriously at times, do we? And it's so easy, I don't know about you, if you're in the middle of the Word, it's so easy to get distracted by all of the stuff around us, by the electronics, by the people, by the hustle, the bustle, by all the things that are pulling us away. It's so easy, too, to get distracted, isn't it? And then we like to hear just the stuff we like to hear. And it's really easy, isn't it, to avoid the difficult stuff that Scripture talks about. And how many times do we go to God's Word to get the answers we want? To support our position, to support what we do and who we are. It's so easy to do that and use proof text to say, "See, I was right." And too often we just reject the stuff that's uncomfortable. And the bottom line is we resist that transformation that God is working in each one of our hearts, each and every day as we are in His Word, as we hear from Him, as we go forward in life, we resist that transformation. So the question is how do we do better at that so we hear God more, so we understand more of what He's about? In this book called Joining Jesus on His Mission, Greg Finke had some ideas for us, and I know this is one that your pastor here is thinking about running later on as a study, and it's a great one of talking about what it means to be missional living in the world, but it's called Joining Jesus on His Mission. Greg Finke, this author, says this. He said, "Here's some ideas on maybe how to live out life more like His followers and to hear Him. One is like Jesus did, start off early in the morning. Start off the morning being in Scripture, setting the tone for the rest of the day. That's what Jesus did. And then for us to ask the Holy Spirit to just open our eyes so that we hear what the truth in the Word is about and what it's saying to us. And His caution for all of us is use Scripture, mostly Scripture, not just devos, devotions, but Scripture. He said if all you do is use devotions, what he likened it to being having somebody else go to the gym for you and work out. Go into Scripture yourself and let God's Word move and work in you. And then this is the one I really like too. It says, don't read to get through the Scriptures. Read to get the words of Jesus through you. Take your time. If you're reading Scripture and just one sentence or one word hits you, sit and let it just wash over you and speak to you from His Word. And this is one I think we as Lutherans sometimes really fall into the trap of, is studying just for knowledge. He encouraged not to study just for knowledge, but for application. What does this mean to my life? What does this mean to how I act, who I am in this world? What does Jesus want me to believe and to do? Which brings us to the next thing, right? You can hear all this. But God also calls us to do something with it. Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says this, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall. Because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great, great was the fall of it." You see, it's both hearing God's truths as well as doing God's truths. And let's just make sure we all know this is not for us to gain salvation. It's not for us to gain God's favor because Jesus did it all for you. He did it all. But it's for our own transformation. It's for our own world that we live in as Christ works in us as we do, as we experience things. Finke in his book said this. He says, let's move from Bible study to Bible doing. That's challenging, isn't it, for all of us? But God is calling us to go out and live out His Word in this world. I inherited a 1980 Chevy pickup truck from my dad. Had the granny low transmission, you know, the manual transmission. And the clutch needed some adjustment. It was not working very well. So I pulled out my Chilton's manual. I started reading about it. And I knew a lot about it from reading about it. And then I went on to YouTube and I looked at people doing it and watched what they did. And I knew a lot about it. But then I went out, got underneath that truck, and I looked up at that linkage, and I looked up at all that stuff in there, and I didn't have a clue on what to do until I started putting the wrench to it. And then I learned. And I learned a lot. I knew it, but I didn't try it. Brothers and sisters, go out and try living out God's Word. And will you fail? Of course we will. But God is a faithful God. He'll pick us up and keep us moving along. Let's be Bible doers
Scripture doers, God wants you and me to go out and proclaim this hope that we have into this world. Because we all need it. And Jesus came for all. And he would save all. Let's go out and listen and do for the kingdom work he's called us to do. You see, it's in the experiencing of God's word that our faith comes to life. We are transformed. We learn. Knowledge is no longer just theoretical, but as we go out and live it, it informs us about who we are. Our faith grows, is strengthened, and we learn more and more about God and about Jesus, our Savior, as we live out our faith. Sisters and brothers, you have been redeemed by Jesus. And you have been brought into the family of God. And he has given you his word, the word Jesus, to know about him, to know his will in your life. And he's calling you to listen and to go and do, to live it out in your daily lives. And know this, that it's in him. It's in him alone that we have life. Let's go together and listen and do. Amen.